I enjoy quality sleep. I enjoy quality sleep. One of the most important things that we can do with our day, we spend a good third of our day in sleeping, is to have quality sleep. We can have light sleep and we can have deep sleep, but to have quality sleep is really the most important part of our sleeping. The other parts are important too, but the quality sleep is really important. How do we obtain quality sleep? How do we obtain the ability to sort of go into this deep sleep where we are completely away from all the life that we know, and we're off into that other dimension, off into that other attitude of mind, that other attitude of being? How can we accomplish that? Well, we accomplish that when we get into the position of sleeping, when we get into the state of sleep where we let go. We totally let go of the human experience. We totally let go of the experience of everyday life, of where we are working on conditions, working on problems, working on being a human being. We let go. We're in an altered state of consciousness. And that altered state of consciousness is one where we have no longer any contact with the human aspect of ourself as a working project. But we let go, and we let go into this deep inner realm of delight and magic. Does everyone experience this? Everyone can experience it. But most of the time, we're so busy with our human thinking and our human thought. We're so busy with worry and concern, we don't prepare ourselves to enter into the sleep that can be most beneficial to us. Where do we start? We start by preparing, what do I do before I go to sleep? What do I do before I lay down and take a nap, or before I go into the deep REM consciousness, the deep sleep? Whatever I do, that has an impact on what I do during that deep sleep time. The deep sleep time should be a totally refreshing, totally renewing time for the body, a totally renewing time for the mind, a totally renewing time for the spirit. Because in that deep sleep, we allow ourselves to be once again uninhibitedly connected to our divine self. We're uninhibitedly connected to that oneness that we are with the allness, with the isness, who we really are. And that's thinking, really, if you think about it, that's what you really want to do. That's what you really want to do. You want to enjoy quality sleep. You want to enjoy the ability to enter into that inner state of awareness where you are peace. 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 All the philosophers, all the people who have accomplished great things in this world are ones who have been able to have peace. Ones who have been able to enter into that quality sleep wherein magic takes place. Now, you can be sure that people like Michelangelo, people like great painters, great artists, great thinkers, great philosophers, their number is legion, you can think that these people have many periods of deep sleep. They have many nights where they have quality sleep. And during that quality sleep, the magic of their art, the magic of their craft, the magic of their skill, the magic of their ability to draw forth out of the infinite that which is there. Truly, that is an experience that Mozart experienced. He knew those things, and he was into those things, and he loved those things. He enjoyed those things, and he was always one with it. And because he was one with it, he could write directly from his thought onto the sheet of music exactly what he heard in his heart, in his mind, in his soul. And he put it down, note perfect, without one erasure. This is truly a magical and a wonderful state of consciousness for anyone to be in. And Mozart experienced it. And other great people. Now, we talk about these people because they are something that we are thinking about. They're somebody that we are aware of. They're something that has turned us on. How do they enter into that deep sleep? Well, sometimes they start doing that at a very early stage of their consciousness, at a very early stage of their life. And they continue doing it all their life, and they don't really know how they enter into it. They just do. Some people are like in a hypnotic attitude. They sort of just drift off into this inner realm, this inner awareness. And as they drift into this inner awareness and this inner consciousness, they experience that peace. And that peace allows them to have that quality sleep. That peace allows them to be one with the inner depth of themselves. Now, we would all like to do that. We would all like to enter into that quality sleep. We'd like to enter into that deep sleep realm of our consciousness, because therein the connection is made. Now the connection continues when we make it with our inner self throughout our day. It's not something that we have to turn on all the time. It gets turned on and then it stays on. And it's just like Michelangelo as he did his work. He was not sleeping. He was wide awake. But he had tuned himself in to the divine circuitry, and he did beautiful work with his mastery of painting and sculpting and other things of that nature. He also was a good thinker. He was a brilliant mind. He also was a man who had great compassion for his world and his community. He was someone who listened within. He took time. When he went to sleep, he had nothing on his mind. He had no concerns. He had no wants to be fulfilled. He had no dreams to be manifest. He just listened within. And when he listened within, the diversity of listening within is a magic that comes. And to each of you, the diversity of listening within is something that is so beautiful and magical. Now, can you think with the same thought that Mozart and Michelangelo thought? Can you think with the same thought that great philosophers and great teachers have thought? Do people think with the philosophy of the mind of these great people in the infinite awareness of them? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. More often than we know. More often than we know, people are in meditation, deep meditation. They're in deep awareness of what their inner self is. And you say, deep, how do you define deep? How can you describe deep? Well, you don't. Deep is just a term. And perhaps the word quality is even better than deep. You have quality meditation, quality introspection, where you are one in and as whatever it is that you are doing, meditating, sleeping, listening to the divine, tuned in. Great people, from the very beginning, do these things. And they may be warriors. Marcus Aurelius, Mark Anthony, they may be people as our presidents have been. They may be people who have had great thoughts flowing through them. And we think of these people and we say how blessed they are to be so brilliant and be so wonderful. But they're not brilliant. Brilliant means that they are very intelligent. They're not brilliant. They are tuned in. And when they're tuned in, the brilliance appears to be there. But Being tuned in has nothing to do with brilliance. Being tuned in has to do with the quality sleep that we have. It has to do with the quality awareness of our divinity, the quality awareness of who and what we are and what our dreams are all about. And speaking of dreams are all about, it doesn't mean what you do when you sleep. It means what you do when you connect with your ideal self, when you connect with your divine self, when you're one as God, when you're one in and through the universe and the allness and the isness. That's what we want to do as we have our quality sleeping. That's what we want to do as we are aware of who and what we are and how we can accomplish any dream, any goal, any desire in our heart, because we don't accomplish it. Once we have the dream, the desire, the goal, we know it is already done, and then we reveal it. We let it shine out. As Einstein wondered about the theory of relativity, and he questioned it seriously, and then he released it, and he went to sleep. And in the middle of the night, he woke up, and he wrote down the formula. And then when he woke up, he hardly recognized it because he had listened to his total inner self. But then as he looked at it, his inner self and the dream that revealed the formula became one in his conscious awareness, and he knew what he had done. He knew what he had touched. He knew what he had said. And so he would say to the other scientists, who wanted to prove that what he did was incorrect, he says, "Prove it. You saved me a lot of work. If you can prove that this is incorrect, if you can prove that this is not right, then you have saved me a lot of effort, because I know that it's right, and I know that it works, and I know that it is perfect. I may not have revealed all of its aspects, but I know that it is, and I know that it works." This is listening to the divine within. This is tuning in to our divine self. This is tuning in the deeper level of our consciousness through quality sleep. And this is why the art of quality sleep is something that each of us would like to spend a great deal more time on as we live in our lives. This is who you and I are. This is who we are. You and me, we walk this road so beautifully, so wonderfully, so perfectly. And when we can let go and drop into this inner awareness, this quality sleep, this depth of consciousness, then all is revealed to us. And it is revealed to us in beautiful, wonderful, fabulous ways. This is what you can experience now, should you choose. This is what you can know now, should you choose. This is what you are now, should you choose. You have the privilege of being who and what you are, if you wish. You have the privilege of entering into that inner realm of divinity. Accept it now and walk that quality sleep path that reveals all unto all. It works. Now, it's a matter of practicing it. Have a beautiful quality sleep and enjoy it with all your heart and soul and being now.